Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Lanoff. I'm the host of the Mindful Healing Show on a platform called Talk Shoe. I'm an intuitive healer and speaker and life coach, and incorporate many healing modalities and work with individuals on Skype, Zoom, or phone from several countries in the world. So the intent of this show is to reveal how energy healing, it's a complement, it is not a conflict with Western medicine, and how a combination of Eastern and Western medicine can increase your ability to overcome health challenges, life challenges. So it's for anyone who wants to experience some, you know, powerful ways to maybe complement your current practices. So if you're a patient, a healthcare professional, a holistic healer, or any individual looking for transformation. So one of my favorite things I love to do is these spot clearings, and it's give people a sample of an opportunity to get some healing work done. And so before we start with the healing work, I just want you to think about maybe there's some struggles that you're going through and you're really feeling the weight of the world on you right now. And, you know, you just can't put your finger on it. But many times, you know, we do sense that there's some, you know, emotional issues related to that. And we're just not too sure. What do we do with it? How do we get past those, emotional issues that can create a lot of problems within the body? And now before we begin and before I start with my guest here today, I want to play just a minute of a song that it really lifts my spirits, and it's a very heavy energy. I don't know if you've been feeling it lately, but I certainly have. Very heavy energy out there with a lot of turbulence. And I'm just going to recommend, there's this wonderful, and YouTube, you can just YouTube it. It's called A Beautiful World. And it's a beautiful world no matter how crazy it seems. So I'm just going to be playing this for one moment.
Sunshine.
And I love that. It's a beautiful world no matter how crazy it seems, and that's how it's really feeling for me lately. So, again, if you're struggling, I recommend just get that some upbeat music just to get you going in the day. And then there's one of many ways of just starting out the day and just lifting up your spirits. So today my guest is Jim in Verity, and we're going to be working with, you know, a variety of techniques, including the emotion code and body code as taught by Dr. Bradley Nelson. So Jim and I have both been trained, certified as emotion body code practitioners, and we work with people and help them get rid of this, what Dr. Bradley Nelson coins as emotional baggage. So before we get into that, I just want to give a little bit of information. This emotional body code is a technique created by a chiropractor, Dr. Bradley Nelson, and he realized that when people would come into his office and they were dealing with their physical pain, they're actually many times emotional. So he did again coin the phrase trapped emotions. And what they are, negative energies that become trapped in the body during intense emotional events. And the body is actually, it is made of pure energy, and these negative energies, they can get trapped and create many issues in the body. So they can stop us from, you know, moving ahead in life, perhaps as to your business, physical pain, emotional pain, maybe a recent breakup, a relationship. So it really affects everything. And the work that we're doing is not meant to replace any, you know, medical treatment. But what it does, it allows the body's innate self-healing ability to take over, because you, everyone has this ability to heal. So let's begin. Welcome, Jim.
Hi, Brenda. Thanks very much. It's great to be here. My name is Jim Inverarity. I'm a certified in the Emotion Code and certified in the Body Code. And I have my own practice. It's called Good Life Energy Healing. And I practice out of the Okanagan in BC.
Yes, so we're joining forces as two Canadians here today on the show. There's many practitioners out there, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to give Jim a call, and he does great work, so as many do. But, you know, join forces today. It's kind of fun to be able to share what we're doing and give a sample of what this is all about. So, you know, if you're on the call and you are interested in, you know, sharing what is bothering you and what you want to look at, please feel free to speak up. So we're going to be taking turns here, and that's the way that it's going to work, is that somebody will say, okay, this is what's bothering me, or that's what's bothering me, and then Jim's going to check in for a few minutes, I'm going to check in, and, you know, we both can come up with some similar reasons for or issues that are for that particular problem, or maybe it might be, you know, the same. So it, you never know how these things go, but it's a kind of a fun way to do the work, is to work with someone else at times. And so anyways, that's what we're doing here today. So I'm going to be, you know, opening, you know, definitely the lines here. And is there anyone here who would like to, if you're not on live, if you want to type in what your issues are, and we'll just start. So please feel free to do that, to speak up, and then we'll go from there. So until that time, Jim, I think we'll just go ahead and just we're just going to, you know, work on one another. And you know, as practitioners, we many of us have other practitioners that we can share with and help one another, which is great. So we're going to give you a sample of what this can look like and the work that we do. So Jim works at a distance, and so do I. So that's the wonderful thing, is that we don't have to see you in person. We can actually just do this various ways, like it could be phone or Skype, but or it can be in person. So it really depends what you, how you're set up. So I think we'll just start, Jim, and just and then when somebody has some issue and they're ready to jump in, just say, okay, I'm here, and then we'll stop and then allow you to come on, and then we'll work with you. So. So let's give a sample here, Jim, now. So let's work on one another for a little bit here and just show people how this might, how this does work. Not how it might work, but how this does work. So let's see. For myself, do you want to just begin, Jim, and just see what comes up, if there's what's the priority, and then just go from there, because it, you know, I do have some stiffness in my neck, to be honest. So, Ashley, if you don't mind sort of checking in on that stiffness in the neck, and it's on both sides. So,
okay, so, sure. So, rule one is when you're working on somebody, you have to have their permission. So, Brenda's given me her permission to work on her, so now I'm going to take a minute and see if I can get a connection with her higher self, her subconscious mind. So just give me a second here while I do that. Okay, so I have a good connection with Brenda. May I act as a proxy for Brenda? Yes. So Brenda, you were saying that you have pain in the shoulder. Is that right,
Brenda? Well, it's pain. Yeah, it's pain in the neck, and honestly, it's both sides. And, you know, naturally a person might go, well, okay, it's related to the way that I sleep on my pillow. I wasn't in my own bed on the weekend. And
okay, so we'll just see what it's related to.
Okay.
Okay, so so we're working on the pain in your neck. So what's the severity of this pain out of 10, 10 being the worst? Is it a 10 out of 10? No. So
well,
I got an 8 out of 10 is what I've got.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just see. So is there an underlying cause to the pain in your neck? Yes. Is it trapped emotions? Yes, it is. Can we go ahead and release the trapped emotion that's related to the pain in your neck? Yes. So is the first one in column A? No, it's in an odd row. Yes, row 1. So I'm looking at the emotion code chart here. So the first one I got is terror. So we have a trapped emotion of terror. So do we need to know anything more about this terror? No. Is there anything that we need to release first that might be underlying terror? No. So we're just going to go ahead and get rid of it. As soon as the subconscious says, no, you don't need to know anything more, we just get rid of it. So I'm just now getting rid of it. I'm acting as Brenda's proxy. So for the purpose of this session, I become her for the purpose of healing. So have we successfully released terror? Yes. So do you have another trapped emotion that's related to the pain in your neck? Yes. Okay, so the next one I come up with is wishy-washy. Do we need to know more about wishy-washy? No. Is there something underlying wishy-washy that needs to be released? No. Can we go ahead and release it? Yeah, so we'll just release it. Okay, so that's 2 trapped emotions that related specifically to the pain in your neck. So we can be really specific about the questions that we ask. Yes, go ahead, Brenda.
Yeah, I was going to ask if this was my wishy-washy, or was I picking up on somebody else's wishy-washy?
We can ask that, but usually what happens is when we ask the question, do we need to know more, I'll get a yes. And then I can ask if it's what age it happened at, whether or not it was absorbed. But we'll ask that. Was this wishy-washy? Is it yours? Yes. Did you absorb it from someone? No, it's yours. And have we successfully cleared it? Yes, we have. So now we can move on in this fashion, asking about trapped emotions that related to the pain in the neck. Do you have another one related to pain in the neck? Yes.
Okay,
so the next one is grief. I'm picking up on grief. Is this your grief? Yes. Do we need to know more? Yes. So when did you trap it? Did you trap it? So I don't know how old you are, Brenda.
Just as well, Jim.
What's that?
I said just as well, Jim.
Yeah, so
I'm
did
just
you
kidding.
Trap it? Go ahead. Tell me your age.
Okay. So I'm 64.
Okay. So you're 64. So I'm going to say, did you trap this grief before the age of 30? No. 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 50 to 60, 50 to 55, 56, 57, age 58. Is when you trap this particular instance of grief. Now, that may mean something to you. Something happened to you at age 58, and you remember it, and so it resonates with you. So do we need to know more about this grief? No. Is there something underlying grief that needs to be released first? No. Can we release it? Yes. Okay, so we're just going to get rid of this grief. It's out of there. Have we successfully released grief? Yes, we have. So do you have another trapped emotion related to the pain in your neck? Yes. Is it in A, odd row? The next one is unsupported. And do we need to know more about that? Yes. So when did this happen? Did it happen before the age of 60? Yes. Before the age of 50? No. So 50 to 55... was it around age 58? Yeah. And do we need to know more? Yes. So now we ask other questions. For example, is this unsupported? Does it have something to do with a situation? No. Does it have to do with a relationship? Yes. And do we need to know more about the relationship? Yes. Was this with a male? Female. So it's a relationship with a female. Do we need to know more? No, we don't. So is there something underlying this unsupported that needs to be released first? No. So we'll just get rid of it. Okay, we get rid of this unsupported. Have we successfully released unsupported? Yes, we have. So do you have another trapped emotion related to the pain in your neck? No, I'm getting. So do you have a hidden trapped emotion? Do you have a trapped emotion that's hidden? Do you have anything that's inherited that might be related to it? No. Do you have anything that was never meant to be discovered? No. So is there still another underlying cause or contributing factor to the pain in your neck? No. So I'm getting no to everything. In other words, all of the underlying causes of the pain in your neck have been cleared by the using the emotion code. So now I'm going to say, okay, so what did we do here? We had an 8 out of 10 on the severity scale. What is it now?
I would
is it under
say,
5? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's definitely gone down. The stiffness, like I'm moving my head around from side to side. I would say it's gone down to about a 4 or 5.
Okay, so we should check back with you in, say, 10 minutes and see if it's gone down a little more. It should be... We'll let you cook there for a little bit, and you never know, there might be something else that will surface. Anyway, I think that's a good demo of how quickly
Absolutely.
You can deal with and release, very quickly get the pain from an 8 out of 10 down to under 5. I'm thinking it'll be all gone here in the next few minutes.
Very cool. Thank you so much. So, yeah, so that's definitely a wonderful example, and it's just great to be able to have our practitioner friends that can help us out. So it's it's wonderful. I couldn't imagine not having the support. So, yeah, Jim, so let's look to you and see if there's anything there that is bothering you that you need to look at.
Well, I was going to ask you to clear my money blocks, but
okay.
I don't know my blocks to financial abundance. I don't know, that might be more than you're willing to take on tonight, but do one.
You know what?
One block.
Let's just see what comes up, and you know what the heck. Yeah, money is, and as we've heard this before, it's energy. Money is energy. And so if we look at it like an entity and not like this fearful thing that we, most of us have, this fearful thought about money, and I would say most all of us do. I'm going to go that far and say that most of us have that. So I just want to go ahead and check in. For Jim about the money block, and where I love to go with also within my work, I'm going to be checking in for Jim and just asking and getting the permission here, like yes, and getting that connection, yes, and checking where is he holding this fear as to money? Do we need to look as to the root chakra? And I'm getting no. Is there something within the sacral chakra? I'm actually getting no, that's not so strong either. So I'm going to move on. Is there something within the solar plexus region? And I'm actually getting yes, yes, there is. So this is where I like to go with the limiting beliefs, or I call it the BS, that we can hold on to. And that can really affect us in so many ways. So this is, again, as to money blocks. And many, so we can break it down into some categories. And I'm checking in, is there something here that You know, is it about, you know, safety or survival? I'm not really picking up on that. Is there some, you know, okay, so I'm just asking here, what is that? Yeah, so there's something about stagnation that we need to look at. And as I'm checking in, so what is this affecting Jim, you know, as to his money blocks? And, you know, so what I'm picking up on, Jim, and is that there is just other people. It's like having to, you know, it's like we're so connected to other people and their thoughts about how things should be and not be, and then we pick up on that on a subconscious level, whether we like it or not, you know, like we're not even aware of it. So there's this belief, this negative belief that it's, you know, having to, you know, taking in or having to swallow other people's opinions, you know, about you, you know, this healer, because you're a healer. And and it's not an easy thing to, you know, put ourselves out as healers or energy workers because of, you know, maybe past memories of where we were not very well liked. So persecution and all that. So what you want to do is just, you know, we want to ask for help here in releasing all of that memory of, you know, this blocking you or related to a block. And so what we're doing here, and I work with a pendulum and allowing that energy just to, you know, to delete and releasing that energy. So if it's resonating with anybody else that's in this call, it may resonate for you. So for me, if you cannot see me, of course, this is on a radio show, but my pendulum is really spinning to the left. I'm going to release that energy for all those times and places of having to, you know, swallow what other people's thoughts are about you or just like life in general. So releasing that now. Okay. And let's go in, and now that that energy has been nicely released, let's go back in, and we want to install a new energy of just creating and, you know, positive ways that feel safe and secure no matter what. You know, I am creating in positive ways and, you know, that feel safe and secure no matter what. So I just want to stall that energy now. Okay, good. So that one's been nicely installed. Okay, and it's still actually installing. My pendulum is still doing this right spin. So you may feel that or maybe not. Sometimes.
Yeah, I can feel it on my I can feel it on my crown chakra.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's really these money blocks are such a big thing now, and I think we all need to probably all work on them. Because even if we have the money, there's still fear of losing the money. So it doesn't even, you know, people even have millions of dollars can have fear of losing it. So I'm getting it still coming in. Okay, good. Good. So let's check in, and is that, can you still feel that in the crown region, or is it slowed down?
It's slowed down. Yeah, it's settled right down.
Okay, cool. Okay, so let's move on and just see. You know, is there something else within that solar plexus chakra region that we need to look at as to connected to money? So I'm just asking what that could be. So there's something about, yes, okay, there's something about, you know, these thoughts that keep you stuck in, you know, old patterns that are really not serving you to the, your highest and greatest good is coming up. So I want to ask if there's anything further that we need to know about that. Is this something that you've picked up within this lifetime and these mental thoughts that are, you know, the patterns that are really sticking to you like glue. And that's the word that came up, just sticking to you like glue. Okay, let's see when this came in for you, Jim. I'm kind of 43 years of age. Now, I know you're older than that, so I could safely say 43, but I'm getting 43 years of age, and when I ask, there's anything else, I'm getting no. So it's just we can kind of get kind of stuck in the way that we do things, and it's not really serving us, so just releasing that now, and the higher self knows exactly what that is. All these patterns. Then it's stuck within the memory field. At a cellular level, right down to that empty space. So allowing that to release now. Okay, good. Okay, so let's now it's just all this really nice energy about money and installing this, you're, you know, taking the actions to move forward now, you know, because money is energy. So just taking the necessary actions to move forward now with your business, with your life. Okay, good. So we'll make sure we both have a sip of water here with all this energy moving. And checking in how you're doing.
I'm good.
Yeah. Feels a little bit calmer, doesn't it? You know, I mean, that could be resonating just what we did here easily, like for your, both myself and for you and for maybe who knows how many other people. So it's good. So I was going to ask, is there any further money blogs? Or, see, I'm getting a no on that. I just think for that, it's just like, no, you know, we're being told just kind of just to leave that alone. So I believe okay. That's energy that's just kind of still, you know, whirling around and doing what it needs to do in the body.
Okay.
Excuse my,
that sounds good.
Yeah, excuse my yawning. I just do that as I... that's how it goes. I'm not being rude, but I just tend to yawn when I releasing happens. So let's continue on. And anybody else there that wants to speak up, do so. And if not, I think we'll just move on, Jim, and have you work on me. We'll do another sample each, how that works.
Sure. So we worked on the pain in your neck, and we
got
8 out of 10. Well, how is it now?
Well, I would say it feels like it definitely has. That was a good idea about checking in. I feel like it's gone down quite a bit, a little bit of a kink. It's more so on the right side. Just it's gone down to about a 2-3.
Okay, I'm muscle testing, and I'm getting a 2 out of 10, roughly.
Okay.
So like you say, 2 to 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
So what we can ask here now is, okay, so we're down to a 2 out of 10. Is there something else that we need to clear here? Yes. So is the next thing, is it trapped emotions? Yes, it is. So are they in the mind maps? Yes. So is it in the emotion code? Yes. So it's saying that we've got a couple more emotions that we need to release. And this can happen. Like you can be told no, and then you come back a few minutes later and you find that, yeah, I got a couple more. So is the next one, we'll see what it is. Okay, the next one I'm getting is guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Is this your guilt? Yeah. So do we need to know more about it? No, it said we don't need to know anything more. Is there something underlying guilt that needs to be released first? Yes. So you've got something hooking into the guilt. So we'll just, we have to find out what that is. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the underlying guilt is longing. So do we need to know more about longing? No. Is there something underlying longing? No. So are guilt and longing together? Are they a psychic trauma? No. So can we just get rid of longing? Yes. Okay. So I'm just going to release longing. Have we successfully released longing? Yes. So is there anything else underlying guilt that we have to get rid of? Yes. There's another thing in here.
I have to tell you, Jim, that when you did that last one, boy, that's made a big difference.
Okay, so the next one, that's good to know. So we've got guilt, and then under guilt we had longing, and now I asked again, is there something else? And I'm getting, yes, the next one is overwhelm. So is that right? Mm-hmm. Yes. So do we need to know more about overwhelm? No. Is there something underlying overwhelm that needs to be released? No. Okay, so we're just going to get rid of this overwhelm. Have we successfully released overwhelm? So now we're going back to guilt at the top of the list here. Is there something else underlying guilt? Yes. Okay, so the next one is resentment. And do we need to know more about resentment? Yes. So when did it happen? Did it happen before the age of 50? Yes. Before the age of 30? No. 30 to 40, 40 to 50. Age 47. Do we need to know more about this resentment? No. Are you sure? Yeah. Okay. So is there something underlying resentment? Yes. So, and what is it? We got another wishy-washy, is that right? Yep. Is this yours? Yeah. Do we need to know anything more about it? No. So wishy-washy and resentment were together at age 47. Yeah. Are they a psychic trauma? No. Okay, we just get rid of wishy-washy. Have we successfully released wishy-washy? Yes. So now we're back to resentment. Do we need to know more? No. Is there something underlying resentment? No. Can we release resentment? Yes. So what we're asking, can we release resentment? What we're asking, is it safe to release it? Have we successfully released resentment? Yeah. So now we're back up to guilt. Do you have another underlying cause that's contributing to the guilt? No. Can we go ahead and release guilt now? Yes. Okay, so we'll just get rid of guilt. Have we successfully released guilt? Yes, we have. So now we're going to ask, you were at a 2 out of 10. Is there some other underlying cause or contributing factor to the pain in your neck? Yes, so we've got something else. And is it trapped emotions? No. Is there anything hidden here? Yes. Is it a hidden trapped emotion? Yes. Okay, another wishy-washy, but it's hidden, which just means it was down a layer. Do we need to know more about wishy-washy? Yes. Is this yours? Yep. Age 57. And do we need to know more about wishy-washy? Yes. There's something underlying wishy-washy. Yes. Vulnerability.
And so that'll be at 57. And do we need to know more about vulnerability? Yes. Is this yours? Yes. So is this just vulnerability in general? Yeah, so it's a general feeling of vulnerability. And it was at 57. So is there something underlying this vulnerability, this general feeling of vulnerability that needs to be released? Yes. And is it in column A? Yeah. So it's an overwhelm, and that's at age 57. And so our vulnerability and overwhelm, are they a psychic trauma together? Yes, they are. And a psychic trauma means that two trapped emotions were trapped at exactly the same instant. So there was a situation at age 57, vulnerability and being overwhelmed, feeling of overwhelm got trapped together at the same time. So do we need to know more about this psychic trauma? No. Is there anything underlying the psychic trauma? Can we release the psychic trauma? Yes. So we're going to release both vulnerability and overwhelm at the same time because they're actually, it's one emotion. So have we successfully cleared this psychic trauma? Yes, we have. So now we're back up to wishy-washy. Yes. So is there another underlying cause or contributing factor to wishy-washy? No. Can we release it? Yeah. Okay. Get rid of wishy-washy. Have we successfully released wishy-washy? Yes. So do you have another trapped emotion that's contributing to the pain in your neck? Yes. Okay, so the next one is shock. Do we need to know more? Yeah, is this your shock? Yes. Age 62. So we've got shock at 62. Yes, is it yours? Yes. Do we need to know more? Yeah. Is there something underlying shock? Yes. Is it in A? Okay, so the next one is guilt. So shock and guilt at age 62. And so are they, those two together, are they psychic trauma? Yes, they are. So we got two psychic traumas in a row here. Do we need to know more about this psychic trauma? No. Do we need to know anything about guilt? Do we need to know anything more about shock? No. Can we release them both? Yes. Okay, so we're going to get rid of this psychic trauma of shock and guilt. Have we successfully released this psychic trauma? Yes. Is there another underlying cause or contributing factor to the pain in your neck? And I'm getting a no.
Yeah.
Is there anything hidden? Yeah, there's something hidden. So is it a trapped emotion? Yeah. So can we unhide it? Yes. So it's another guilt. So did you trap it before the age of 60? 60. Age 62. Can we release guilt? Yeah, it says, is there anything underlying it that needs to be released? No, so we just get rid of guilt. Excuse me. Have we successfully released guilt? So just take a sip of water here. Is the next trapped emotion in column A, odd row? Okay, so the next one is worthlessness. Do we need to know more? Yes. Is this yours? Yeah. So was this around age 62? Yeah. Do we need to know more? Yes. Is there more than one occurrence? Yeah. Three occurrences. And do we need to know more? Yes. So is this a situation? It's a relationship. Do we need to know more about the relationship? No. Do we need to know more about worthlessness? Is there something underlying worthlessness? Yes. Is it more worthlessness? No. Is it in A? Three is another guilt. So you got worthlessness and guilt at 62. And are worthlessness and guilt, are they a psychic trauma? Yeah. And do we need to know more about this psychic trauma? Yes. Is there something else in it? Yeah. Okay, so included in this psychic trauma is shame. Do we need to know more about shame? Yes. Was this at 62? Yeah. And is it part of the psychic trauma? Yes. There's something underlying shame? Yeah, so this is unusual to have four in the psychic trauma.
And I think, yeah, Jim, that I know you could probably go on and...
okay, so longing.
Yeah.
Do you want me to stop?
I think so.
Well, let me just clear this. Let me just clear this psychic trauma while I'm at it here.
Okay.
Okay, so it's saying it's okay to clear it. So I'll just get rid of these. This psychic trauma. Have we successfully cleared this? Yes. So is there underlying cause to your pain in the neck? I'm getting yes, but we'll just stop there for now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. Thank you. I mean, like, you just were able to, you know, drill down to so many issues, and like, thank you so much. Like, that's it's just so cool again to be able to share the work and, you know, and help one another. So okay, and we're just going to work on you here, Jim, and then we'll be wrapping it up, and you're going to be giving your 20 minute special, and so will I. But let's just give people another sample. So what's something else that you would like to look at?
Well, I kind of came in here not really knowing about anything specific.
Do you want me just to go in and just check?
Yeah, so just go with whatever comes up.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm just checking in for Jim and seeing, you know, is there anything that I need to look at within that body code 2.0? And I'm actually getting like yes. I need to do that. So I'm just checking in. Well, you know, what direction, where do I need to go? And I'm actually getting this whole area of nutrition and lifestyle. And I'm also getting guided to dehydration. I do find that it's not about the not taking, you know, the water. But when I check in for dehydration... I'm getting about 40% that you're currently taking in that H2O, about 40%. Now, there's reasons for that, and I just want to give people an idea of what that could possibly be. So H2O, of course, is all about life force, and there's just something there that's just like, yeah, you know, not able to absorb at 100%, which, of course, we need to be able to absorb. So I'm checking in. So why is this? Why is Jim not able to take in 100% of this life force? So I'm asking the question and see where I get directed as to what that could be. So yes, I'm getting guided to, you know, we need to look at something here on So there's something here on a mental level, and this is all within this body code that we both work with. And so I'm asking, is this something, what is this? You know, where do we need to go? So I'm actually getting guided that, you know, we really need to check into something that you say is the truth, but it's not the truth, but your body's saying, yes, it is. So I'm going to, with that in mind, I'm just going to be checking in. I'm getting guided to the root chakra. So there's something about the root chakra, and what's coming up is that, and this all, again, has to do with H2O and not taking it into 100%. So right now, Jim's at 40. And what I'm picking up is that it's just unsafe. So there's this thought that came in of unsafe to be in his body. So at some point in time, it's just unsafe to be in my body. And when I check in, is there anything between, you know, now and Jim? I still don't know how old you are, but that's okay so far. And but I'm getting more like it's, preconception. So before Jim was actually conceived, there was this energy. It's just unsafe to be in my body. And is this something that, so it's this memory that he has that he's brought into this time on Earth. It's unsafe to be in my body. And so if it's unsafe to be in my body, then how can I take in that life force that I need to have to be here on Earth? So let's just go ahead, and we're just asking for assistance here, and I want to ask for help clear all that energy of unsafe to be in my body, all the memories held within the cells of the body that absorb all that H2O. So let's just ask for assistance to clear that belief that it's unsafe to be in my body now. Okay, good. So that is nicely clearing. So we want to install it. So now that that energy has been released within the cells of the body, now we want to install a really nice energy of that I am safe in my body now. So just having that energy installed, I am safe in my body now. Oh, okay, good. I have a sip of water. So let's check back on that. And it's bringing that up to 100%. So when I check in now, are you safe to be in your body? I'm getting like, yes. So it's so interesting with this work. It's amazing where you can go. So here was a, just a simple thing. We checked in on Jay. You know, we got taken to this dehydration. And the dehydration was related to some energies, memory that he's held in his, within his memory field of his cells that's unsafe to be in his body. So now that's just nicely cleared. So let's just check in. You know, is there something else that we can look at that we need to, you know, guide it to while we're at it within the root chakra? And I'm getting yes. So while we're there, I do need to check in. So, you know, what is it? Is there something else about safety and survival that's coming up? And I need to ask, what is that? What is Jim holding on to? He's not even aware of because it's actually at a subconscious level. And I'm asking, what is that? Okay, so this energy, this thought process of, you know, everything in the world, you know, it's unsafe, and having to protect himself, which would make total sense because there's so much uncertainty out there in so many ways. So when I ask, when did this come in for Jim? That this, you know, let's just check in. Uh, And I should ask you, Jim, how old are you?
67.
Okay, because I'm getting that 53. So at 53, for whatever was going on, and I'm checking in, is there, you know, something further that, and I'm not really getting that we need to look as to that. So let's go ahead and ask that that be nice, you know, easily released, with ease and grace, releasing all those memories that have been stored, again, within the body, subconscious level, soul level. The world's unsafe. And all the memories that, you know, from whence that came into the present now. So let's just ask for that to be released. Okay, and that's still nicely releasing. Okay, great. So now let's install a nice energy. Is that we are all safe to be powerful now. So it's like we are all safe to be powerful now, having that installed, that energy within the root chakra, within all chakras, within the entire body system now. Okay, great. So how are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's just do one more here, Jim, for you. And I'm just checking, while I'm asking the questions, is there anything further within the root chakra? I'm actually being guided and being told no. Okay, is there anything within the sacral? Is there anything within the chakras? Okay, and I would have been told no. So let's go from the beginning and see what else do we need to look at for Jim. Is there anything, you know, is there anything like you were mentioning, trapped emotions, or, you know, is there anything that we need to look at? And I, you know what I'm getting no. You know, it's funny,
right?
How you start working and then you get we get told no. You know, just the higher self is just saying no. I think that's it. We are done, because the body can only handle so much at one time. And you're not going to push it. You know, it's just like filling up a glass of water. I guess you just want to keep filling it up when it's already full. So we're just not going to push it. Just allow the energies to work very easy. You know, with ease and grace, and just allowing all these new energies just to install with ease and grace. So that was great, Jim. I enjoyed doing that with you. And let's let people know. I know you've got a. We both have a 20-minute thing we like to offer. So let people know what yours is and how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. I have a standing offer of a free emotion code body code session, 20 to 30 minutes long. You can access it through my website, goodlifeenergyhealing.com. And you just go to the scheduler page and you can see there's a number of options there. And one of them says free session. So just click on that. There's a coupon code there and you just free. goodlifeenergyhealing.com. And if you have
Excellent.
Any problems, just email me. Once
yeah.
you get on my website, you'll see how to get in touch with me.
Excellent, Jim. And yeah, there you go. So you get a 20 to 30 minute emotion code body code session with Jim. So excellent. For myself here, I love checking in and finding out what could be blocking you as to your business. That's just a passion I have. I love working with entrepreneurs and, you know, those money blocks, you know, blocks to moving ahead. And if you're not sure what that passion is, or you need some clarity as to what should I zero in on in my business, because there's, you know, we can get quite scattered because many of us have ideas of maybe I should do this or maybe I should do that, but getting some clarity. So it's helping you and guiding you to get the clarity and the confidence that you can move ahead in your business and make real progress. So I'm offering a 20-minute energy scan. And what that means is that I am intruding into your system, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I pick up. It may not make sense, or it may make sense, but I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm intruding, and it's like a downloaded snapshot in time. So it's again to help you get some clarity on your situations and issues. So to get this, you go to my website, whisperingenergetic.ca. That's called whisperingenergetic.ca, and a little pop-up will come on, and that'll take you directly to my calendar. So there you go. You got two great options here. So thanks so much, Jim. I enjoyed doing that with you tonight, and I definitely appreciate all the work that you did with me, and we'll have to do this again. So that was just great.
Thank you, Brenda, for having me on. It's my first time on your show, and it was very, very good of you to offer to let me be on there. So thanks a lot, and
yeah.
We'll catch you next time.
Absolutely. So we will do this again, and we'll talk to everybody later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a night. Good night. Bye-bye.